Dante Baldelli leads off the top of the fourth. First pitch from Dan, and it was a strike to Baldelli. Top of the fourth, Hawks lead 2-0 over the Rams as Baldelli takes a look at a ball, 1-1.
No, I understand, Cam. I'm just looking at the website. Rather bad thing.
1-1 count. Pitch from Dandino. Swung on and fouled back towards the protective netting, 1-2. Dandino had a difficult first and second inning, allowing a run in both of them, and Lasting had an excellent inning the third, pitched a 1-2-3 inning, but Rams still trail 2-0. The pitch to Baldelli drops in front of the plate, 2-2. Dandino kicks and deals, and that's low, full count to Dante Baldelli. Baldelli was hit by a few pitches last night, two, I believe, and was on base a few other times. Here's the pitch. Swung on and miss. Dandino puts the gas right past Dante Baldelli and picks up his fourth K of the evening.
Dandino extends his groove, and now that's four retired for him. It's not five because Willett hit a single and they ended the inning on a throw at home.
Here's the pitch. Brady Chant takes a look at strike one. Like mentioned earlier, Brady Chant is the senior captain for the Hawks. Also plays soccer. Played soccer for the Hawks. He swings on this one, fouls it back and right. Right, excuse me. Quickly down 0-2. Dandino deals. And swung on, ugly swing there, gets away from Perez. Perez throws down, and back-to-back Ks to start off the inning for CJ Dandino. Kevin Sutila stepping up to the plate now. Last night, rocketed a triple down the first baseline. Sutila, like Rotundo, a left-handed batter. Here's the pitch from Dandino. And it's in there for a ball.
Last time up, the Sutila had a sacrifice bunt to move Chant along.
Ball runs inside, 2-0. Like last night, a pretty big crowd here to watch the Division I finals. These teams have met often throughout the sports so far. Sports season, met in football, Hawks took that in the regular season. Met in basketball during the regular season, Rams took that. Pitch from Dandino, inside again, 3-0. Then the Hawks met the Rams twice in the playoffs, in the Division I playoffs where they lost to the Rams, then meeting them again in the state tournament, and the Hawks came away with the win. Pitch from Dandino, inside again, and four straight pitches, four straight balls. Sutila with speed is going to head down to first base.
Now stepping into the box is Andrew Cicciarelli, who has a double earlier today. So let's see if he can keep it going and keep this inning alive for the Hawks.
Absolutely, and with Sutila with speed on first, there's a possibility Cicciarelli could pick up his second RBI. As for these teams meeting, though, they met twice during the regular season for baseball and split the series. They check Sutila, who's back safely. Dandino pitched the first game, as Zach highlighted earlier for us. Hawks came away with a win there, and behind Mike McCaffrey. Here's the pitch. Outside, 1-0, five straight balls pitched there for CJ Dandenong. That was also his 60th pitch of the evening. So Tylon first takes a decent lead. Dandenong deals. Swung on, and this is lined over the head of Ryan Tracy, the second baseman. So Tyler with wheels is going to fly into third base. And Cicciarelli picks up his second hit of the evening.
Great hit there by Cicciarelli, placing it just over Ryan Tracy's head and into right field. And Sue Tyler, who had a huge lead off of first, was able to round second and get safely in the third. And now there's runners on the corners for the DH, Sam Boulanger.
Boulanger is the nine hitter, but can certainly get on base, and has an RBI waiting for him 90 feet away. Now, men on the corners. Dandenong finds himself in trouble yet again, despite having two outs. It's going to be difficult for him to pitch out of this one, as after Boulanger, he'll face the top of the order. Dandenong deals. Swung on, and this is into right field. Caprio on the run, and Frank Caprio makes the catch. Boulanger swings on the first pitch he sees, and the Hawks cannot get anything there with two outs, so they'll go into the bottom of the fourth with Anthony Cofone still pitching excellent.
Beautiful catch there by Frank Caprio, showing his range and his speed. That ball was hit hard by Sam Boulanger and was falling fast, but Caprio able to speed on over there and grab it and not allow the Hawks to strike again and get LaSalle up to the plate for the bottom of the fourth.
Ryan Lynch is going to step up here for the Rams. Hawks leading 2-0 as we're in the bottom of the fourth. And Cofone on the mound still for the Hawks and doing a great job. Here's the pitch. Swung on it to John Topa. Topa throws across the diamond for the first out of the inning.
That was a hard shot to John Topa. Able to play it well and fires over to Cicciarelli for the first out of the inning.
Those one pitch, one out scenarios certainly help out, especially in high school pitching, as it's very rarely they'll reach triple digit pitch counts. We saw McCaffrey do it last night, but you certainly want to keep their pitch counts low. Well, as low as possible. Doug Harrison's up now, the pitch from Cofone, and it hits Doug Harrison. No, it doesn't. Doug Harrison thought it hit him. He was on his way down to first, and the home plate umpire says, buddy, sit back down. Well, stand back up in the box. From here, it was tough to see. Not trusting the home plate umpire there. Ball one. Here's the pitch from Cofone. Swung on, and this is towards Brady Chant, right field. Chant looks at it as it falls in front of him, and Doug Harrison picks up a base hit.
I believe why the umpire disallowed that was he thought Harrison leaned into it, which is anyway for Harrison. The Rams need base runners, and they do. Harrison does get on base with a hit, but Harrison leaned into that, according to the umpire.
I think Harrison got on base every single time he batted last game. Might have got out once. I'm not sure. Rusty on that. And he's back on base again, so he's having a great series.
Tyler Walsh now steps into the plate. He takes strike one. So Harrison on first. And Tyler Walsh with an 0-1 count. Here's the pitch. Swung on, and this is lifted high. Willette and Topa over there. Willette calls off Topa for out number two. Now Harrison is on first with two outs for the catcher, Chris Perez. As Cam noticed earlier, Perez wearing a different number tonight. Last night he was number 32, and tonight he's number 16. But still Chris Perez and still the catcher for the Rams. We're in the bottom of the fourth. Here's the pitch from Cofone. Curveball right over the plate. 0-1. pitch there from Gaffone is low and outside. 1-1 evens the count. Harrison singled with one out in this inning to right field. He represents the only base runner for the Rams. Well, in the inning. That's strike two to Perez and 1-2. And Gaffone trying to get out of this inning with only allowing the base hit. Here's the pitch that swung on and fouled away.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
Perez has a 1-2 count with two outs. Here's the pitch from Gaffone. Swung on and fouled and then hits off Perez with the dead ball. Count remains at 1-2. Harrison on first. Here's the pitch from Gaffone. Swung on and lifted towards Brady Chant. No, Ryan Rotundo range is out there and makes a good catch there to end the inning for the Hawks. And the Hawks are up 2-0 after four complete.
Efficiency, efficiency, efficiency. Anthony Gaffone with an 11-pitch inning right there. He's going strong. He's only got 53 pitches through four innings pitched. A great start for Anthony Gaffone.
Yeah, by the ways. Of what it looks like now, he might be able to go the distance, but who knows. Hawks have relievers that they can use. It's all up to Holloway.
Back to McCoy, and we're back with you. Cam Brennan taking over to play-by-play duties. C.J. Dandino still on the mound for the Rams in the top of the fifth. His pitch to John Willett is inside. Almost a little chin music for John Willett. He backs out. Dano's second pitch is high, ball two.
Two straight balls there for, sorry, I was going to say Gaffone for Dandino. That brings out Perez, and Perez is just going to make sure Dandino has not lost his composure, because I noticed, too, the pitch speed on those last two balls were very high. So making sure that the composure is kept well by Dandino.
Dandino getting up there in his pitch count. He's at 65 right now and through four innings of work. Willett hammers this one in the right into center field, and that's going to be his second hit of the night. So base runner early is for the Hawks.
Yeah, Cam, 0 for 4 last night. Probably didn't sit well overnight for John Willett, despite John Topa coming through clutch for them. But Willett comes back and is now 2 for 3 on the day, so John Willett picking up his second hit of the night. Brings up Rotundo.
Rotundo 1-for-2 on the day with a double. That double went to left center field. And he's going to send this one the opposite way again, but that one will drop foul.
Rotundo is going to continue his baseball career next year at the Community College of Rhode Island. Rotundo, an excellent baseball player. And after his 2 years at CCRI, very possibly could continue on. So good luck to Ryan Rotundo in the rest of his future, as this could be his last high school game.
He hopes to be his high school game, as he told Zach Johnson. He wants to win today and not tomorrow. Dandino deals, and this one is going to be a great play by Lynch. He's going to get Willett at second, but Rotundo's going to be safe at first. Great backhand there by the shortstop, Ryan Lynch.
Lynch, an excellent defensive player, as well as a great baseball player. I've had the privilege of talking to him a few times, as we both share a mutual friend. Ryan Lynch just loves the sport of baseball, so I got to give credit when credit's due. That's an excellent play there as he slides over, and Mark Cohen's going to come out here and have a few words with the umpire. Not sure quite about, probably about the slide from Willett, as Willett did slide right into Tracy, but Mark Cohen quickly goes back to his own dugout.
They had a chance to get Rotundo too, but the ball was dropped by Tyler Shemek from a bad throw from the second baseman, Tracy. And that's why Marcone is out there arguing that that bad throw was caused by an illegal slide. Gian Martellini, Gatorade Player of the Year, catcher for the Hawks, had a decent day yesterday, not the same results as yesterday today. 0 for 2 so far tonight, with a ground out and a strikeout tonight. Dandino deals, and Martellini sends this one to Harrison. They're looking to turn two. That's one at second, and Martellini is out at first. 6-4-3 double play, 5-4-3 double play for the Rams, and we'll head back to the bottom of the fifth.
Yeah, that's certainly not what the Hawks wanted, as they had a leadoff man on in John Willett. But they'll see from their cleanup hitter, their five hitter, and their six hitter in the next inning, and they're still up 2-0. But certainly not the way the Hawks want to go. But Rams will now have to go back to work offensively, as time is quickly running out. Like Cam said, we're about to go into the bottom of the fifth.
Armani Henderson now stepping up to the plate. Anthony Caffone starting his fifth inning of work. 53 pitches so far. His first pitch to Henderson is in there for a strike. Big cut there from Henderson, but couldn't get a bat on the ball.
Yeah, that was a little odd for Henderson to be swinging that hard in the first pitch of the at-bat, but gets a strike for Caffone as he swings and fouls this one back.
And Caffone quickly finds himself ahead, 0-2, and right now heading out to maybe coming for relief, Gus Colpo and Christian Travers both heading out there. Colpo, the big right-hander, and Travers, the little left-hander. Fouled off again. Henderson fights to stay alive.
Yeah, I don't think they'd be coming in soon, but I think it's important that if they need be to come in the sixth and seventh inning to shut the door here, they're definitely available. So Coach Hiley's probably just making sure they're staying ready, but Caffone's pitching excellent here.
I see your point as Caffone throws his first ball of the at-bat, 1-2 to Henderson. I see what you're saying there. Caffone is dominant right now. Why pull him when he's got his great stuff and he's facing a favorable part of the order? The nine-hitter Henderson looks at strike three. Anthony Caffone picks up his third strikeout of the night. First backwards K of the night for Caffone. Henderson not having a great series. 0 for 5 now in both games combined. Now up Brody Santilli, the center fielder. He's shows bunt and fouls it away. Brody Santilli, the center fielder, has hit the ball well, just in the wrong place. A line drive right back to Anthony Caffone, and a hard grounder right back to John Topa. Santilli takes ball one. Santilli swings on this one, and John Topa is going to be able to make the catch. Two down here in the top. In the bottom of the fifth inning.
Hawks now within reach as they're seven outs away. 2 1/3 innings, and Caffone still pitching incredibly. So this now brings up Ryan Tracy, the second baseman.
Tracy, part of that great Ryan tandem for the Rams. Ryan Lynch at short and Ryan Tracy at second. He takes ball one.
Bonus kept his composure the whole game. The only situation he had was back in the third inning, as he pitches a ball there. Back in the third or fourth inning, he had two men on, two men out, but that's the only problem Caffone has had all night, so he's certainly pitching wonderfully.
You can even make a case that he had a little trouble in the first inning after giving up a two-out triple to C.J. Dandino. Caffone pumps in a strike for strike one. Two, one to Tracy is high. Three, one Now to Ryan Tracy, the second baseman and the number two batter for the Rams. He swings on this one right back up the middle. John Willett makes the play, and throws out Ryan Tracy. Another 1-2-3 inning for Anthony Cafone. Hawks getting closer and closer.
Mr. Feeney, a big fan of that play. It was a beautiful play. I am too, Mr. Feeney.
And just like that, the Hawks are now six outs away. Cam, I'm excited. We're going to head to the sixth.